Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Attention all theater lovers, this Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hello, John Schwab here, and welcome to Take Your Bow, a new bite-sized podcast series from the Curtain Call stable that shines a spotlight on the people that make theater happen. In today's climate of increasing isolation, we want to bring you a daily dose of inspiration. Each episode, we're giving someone in the theater a chance to take a bow, from seasoned professionals to drama students, vocal coaches to the life coaches. You'll find them right here, giving insights into what drives them to be in the business and just who inspires them. On today's episode is actor Georgie Loopy. Now, Georgie is just about to embark on her career in the theater business and will be auditioning for drama schools, well, soon, hopefully. And in the meantime, she's attending a number of workshops and is a member of the National Youth Musical Theater. Let's hear what she's been up to.
What? Georgie, what's your name and what do you do?
Well, John, my name's Georgie.
And tell me how you what you do in this crazy industry.
Well, I'm quite new to the industry. I don't even know if I'd classify myself as being in it, but I'm definitely trying to understand it. And the way I'm doing that is just exposing myself as much as I can as a girl that lives in a small village in East Anglia. So I took a year out, which has allowed me to go into London and workshop. I'm part of the National Youth Theatre, and so I'm either able to find things through them or through my own research, and just expose myself as much as I can to different ways of looking at theatre, different ways of looking at acting, and also being able to meet a lot of different people and network that way, which has been incredible, an incredible introduction to a very, very bizarre industry.
I mean, that is crazy that you said you didn't know if you were, you know, that classify yourself as in the business, and yet you are part of the National Youth Theater.
Yeah, I know.
I would say that's pretty much in the business. Okay, so when did you know that you wanted to work in theater? You wanted to join this industry?
I'm very much the typical girl who has been dancing since she can remember and been in pantomimes and so on. But I think it was actually when I started to think about doing something else that I realized that I needed to give it a good old go before I could ever try a different path. I think it must have been, realistically, it must have been about a year or so ago when A-levels were kicking off and everyone was obviously deciding about university. And I was there thinking, do I apply? I'm fairly academic, so do I go down the English route? Do I try something else? And I think it was just, I went through, things were happening at home and I just realised the thing that's always been stable in a very unstable way in my life has been theatre. It's always been a safe place, even though it makes me feel completely out of control and you're completely exposed when you're on stage, but that consistency of exposure, somehow I just want to like lap it up. And I think that made me realize that that's why I've taken a year out. I realized that I needed to take a year out to kind of gather my own thoughts and collect them together with as much information and as much, I don't know, different people's ideas together as I could, and kind of gather it in one space to work out where I stood with it all.
Who inspired you when you were starting, get on your journey here, and who inspires you now?
I've never been one to follow celebrities in terms of inspiration.
Doesn't matter.
However, I think I'm definitely an emotional person, so the people that are near me inspire me more. So I've had a wonderful dance teacher I danced since I was three, but the last couple of years, I think when I started to realize what it meant to her to be a dance teacher, the way that she's doing something that she adores and can build a business from it and works us girls very, very hard to get the right grades in and to produce beautiful dances on stage. I think seeing her hard work and having that exposure to what it can mean to actually thrive in an industry that you've been brought up in really inspired me.
And what do your family think of you being in this business?
My family, I'm very, very lucky to have such a supportive family. I think it definitely goes up and down. And I definitely think now and then it would be easier for them if I was just in a university, because they'd know where I'm at. No one's ever done anything to do with theatre in my family before. Both my parents are quite artistic.
Yeah.
So visually, they understand that kind of world a bit more than I would. But in terms of theatre, we're definitely walking in the dark a little bit, which I think the uncertainty, obviously, of that kind of training, of drama school and so on, but also the uncertainty of it as a career.
Yeah.
Is something that does concern them. But at the same time, I mean, I think right now we're learning that life's too short and you've just got to take it as it comes and fit as much in as you possibly can, because you just never know when you might be stuck in your room for 3 weeks.
Exactly.
That kind of mentality has allowed me to, I think, almost prove to them that I will work as hard as I can to make something happen. You know, I'm at the beginning, so who knows whether it will ever go anywhere, but I'm definitely going to try. And I think doing the workshops and being proactive has allowed them to realize that they can't prevent or stop me, and I'll give it a go for as long as I can.
I love the enthusiasm and I love the work ethic. I mean, I I hate standing still, and if I'm not doing this, I'll be doing something, and you have to. How are you spending your days, Georgie? We're in unprecedented times, and you were just saying, you know, you liked to go to workshops and you went into London a lot to do workshops. How are you going to fill your days? We have a few weeks now, at least, where you'll be needing to work on yourself somehow. How do you plan on doing it?
Well, I think a lot like you, I'm not very good when I sit still. So I had to be quite strict with myself and make sure that I use up all the time. I've always been very busy, whether it's balancing work and workshopping or education and dance. So I've always been busy, and I've just realized that, sorry, my brother just came in. We might have to start that one again.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'm busy. Oh, family, I can tell you that.
That's good.
Obviously all confined in my
actually,
own place, aren't
we? I might just keep that in, you know. This is
Do it. I should have told him off rather than just shooing him away.
Oh, you can tell him off later.
I will be. Yeah. So I have set myself, I'm one for routine. So I've made sure that at 8:30 in the morning, my bed is made, so I can't get back into it. I've been doing, actually, my brother and I have been doing little workouts about 45 minutes to get
That's not a little workout.
In, and then,
oh my God.
Well, there's a lot of laughter. We're both quite tall, and my room isn't that big. So if you get us both on a yoga mat, it's inevitably going to be more laughter than exercise. I can tell you that.
Awesome. Okay, so post yoga, what do you do? What's next?
What have I been doing? I've actually started a little research project. I studied theatre a little bit at school, but obviously it's not the best thing. So I've kind of been going through different periods of theatre and just finding videos online, people's lecture notes, on, I did the Spanish Golden Age yesterday.
Okay.
And then I did Renaissance, Restoration Comedy, which was very interesting to just kind of look at that and kind of get a graph in my head of how theatre's changed over time. And working on my monologues, because I am auditioning for drama school. So
nice.
You can never stop a monologue hunt.
Yeah, good. Very good. There's some good resources out there. And do you have any of your favorite resources that you go to?
I found this YouTube channel called, I think it's called Crash Course Theatre.
Yeah.
I'm not fully sure, but whenever I seem to look them up, that's a go-to, and they do quite a good like roundabout way of it, which is useful.
Perfect. Okay, so a couple more questions and we're going to do a little quick fire round right at the end, and then we'll finish up. Which cast album would you self which cast album are you going to self-isolate with? Which is the one you just can't do without?
I'm a sucker for Six. And I think that's a good you know, get yourself going in the morning, dancing in my room, trying to sing all the Six parts at once. It's a challenge that you need every morning.
Very good.
I haven't yet achieved it, but we've got 3 weeks, John. I'm going to manage it.
Georgie, I think with your energy, and if anyone can do it, you can. Definitely. listen, if you want anyone to be able to find you online, you know, to reach out and who might be doing online workshops, whatever, is there a way that people can follow you on Instagram or Twitter or something?
So I'm not on Twitter currently, but my Instagram is georgie.lupi, L-U-P-P-I. I'm on Instagram and on Facebook as the same name as well.
Perfect. Okay, here we go. We're going to do some quick rides to round this off. Georgie, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Are you nervous? No need to be nervous. This is very...
Yeah, I actually am.
Okay, it's very simple. We'll start out with an easy one. It's this or that, okay? So movies or theater?
Theater.
Stephen Sondheim or Lin-Manuel Miranda?
Stephen Sondheim.
Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Netflix or Amazon Prime?
Netflix.
Broadway or West End?
West End.
Clotted cream or jam first?
Definitely jam.
Splits the country. Wicked or Les Mis?
Les Mis.
Dogs or cats?
Oh, cats? That's tough. I'm allergic to both.
Okay. And the last one, we're going to do Stoppard or Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
Okay.
A bit of a clap.
Brilliant. Okay. Georgie, thank you so much for coming on. And it's been fantastic getting to meet you, over the podcast. And maybe someday we'll work together. And we'll get it to meet up in person. But listen, stay safe. Keep working on the Six, and let us know if you manage to do all six parts.
I will do, don't you worry.
Awesome, all the best.
You too, John, thank you very much.
Georgie Lupi, aspiring actor there. Good to hear her keeping her days full, and I hope you all are too. We all need a little bit of inspiration and happiness these days, and hopefully today's chat gave you just that. I loved Georgie's energy. Thank you to everyone who has responded to our call out so far. If you'd like to take your bow, get in touch with us on any of our social media platforms at Curtain Call, or email me at john@curtaincallonline.com. Join us tomorrow when another theater professional somewhere across the globe will be taking their bow. Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.